Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into the studio, our boss, Marty Lane.
Yeah. Thanks for making the drive in.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Marty, this is the only reason he came in.
Marty lives in O'Fallon, Missouri, and he drove all the way from O'Fallon to be here for Who on the Show, and we appreciate
you. Just for you guys.
And he's leaving after this segment?
Maybe. Haven't figured that out yet.
You know, all the TV stations are still doing the shots from grocery stores and the bread.
Yeah.
I say we get a rundown on the wine shelves.
Ooh.
Because I saw a lot of people post pictures of their basket with their six-pack bottles of wine in them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dirt Cheap would never run out of wine, though, right?
That's right. Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
He listens. All right, so Marty has polled our fellow coworkers to find out what they really think of all of us. And some are good things. Some you feel bad being left off the list. What's the first question you asked our coworkers?
Who on the show is most likely to leave dirty dishes in the office sink and have someone else deal with it?
Me.
You?
I'm the only one who cooks in here.
Well,
I was going to say Tim.
I've never done that ever.
I'm just saying it was like if I were a person that didn't know you, I'd say bachelor, but it would maybe be me too.
I'm going to say people are going to say me, even though I've gone out of my way to show people I clean the dishes.
You do it when you have a crowd around you.
That's
probably right.
Are you the guy who washes your hands for extra long in the bathroom so people see that you actually wash your hands?
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, Kevin did get 3 votes.
Yeah. 3, okay.
And Tim got 7.
Uh-huh. It's the bachelor thing.
Literally never. I've literally never done that here. And I call people out, and I get really up. I make a big deal out of it when there's dishes in the sink over there.
All right. I know how you feel.
That one hurts a little bit.
Okay. What about who's most likely to talk with marshmallows in their mouth while they're on the air?
No marshmallows in my mouth. No marshmallows in my mouth.
No, it could be anything. Who's most likely to talk while they're eating?
That's fine. I'll take that one.
On the radio.
I clean my dishes, though.
Okay. All right. What's the next one?
All right. Who on the show is most likely to show up for your going away party?
Well, if I like you, I'm there. But the odds are I probably don't like you. I have no idea.
That's true.
Not Kevin.
No, yeah.
No, Kevin is not showing up.
Kevin got a vote. Kevin got a vote.
He did.
Wow.
Kevin wouldn't show up to one of our going away parties.
Yeah. Probably not. Sarah would be like, nope.
I bet Courtney.
Courtney got 8 votes.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Tim got 1, Jen got none, Lance got none.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all right.
You guys have families. You're too busy. Courtney has nothing going on. She likes to drink.
They figure I've got all this spare time since I'm not doing my dishes.
It does hurt. Those little ones are the ones that hurt, don't they?
So bad. Especially something around here that affects our community so much. Think about all the emails that have gone out about that.
About the dirty dishes?
And apparently people think it's me.
No, on the show, it would be you. That's what they're saying.
Still.
Before you started here, we had an email go out about a guy who spent his last $20 before payday on a pizza.
Oh, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm. There are places that sell $5 pizzas. Why would you buy a $20 pizza if you have no money?
Sounds like a quote from somebody who ate somebody else's lunch.
All right, Tim. Who on the show is the most high maintenance?
Tim.
It's not me.
Not me.
It depends.
Low M.
I don't even know what that means.
What, low maintenance?
No, high maintenance.
Yeah, Kevin's not.
Kevin, if you don't know.
I bet I got. I definitely got some votes here. I don't know if I got over 5. I bet I got 4 votes.
You got 8.
Take that 4 and double it.
Jen got 2.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody else got any.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Define high maintenance. I mean, but like, what? Why would you think I would do so well? Or
just so glad he's on the show, because before that, I probably would have won all 10 votes.
What other guy is going to bring up on the radio, I wonder if his haircut is still on today?
And then he's like, they'll show up. They love me.
Like, he did say that.
Yeah, I don't know another person that's even if they have a haircut, they're not thinking about it.
I don't know if that means high maintenance.
It does.
Oh, thank God you're here.
8 votes.
All right, wow. we have
I wish I had more live spots. I wish they would sell me more.
Whoa. That is not fair. That's so unfair.
I don't know if you can top that, Marty.
That's so unfair.
Time to close up shop.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be hurt feelings.
Have a nice drive home, Marty.
You're listening to Courtney and Company on Y98.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.